This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Uma and Ezra on the evening edition. Lynn Mutt joins us as we take a look at stocks and markets. And today, Lynn, we're talking about the Chinese steel industry. What's the story here?
So China has launched an anti-dumping probe into stainless steel imports worth some $1.3 billion after they received complaints that a flood of product has damaged the local industry. So the investigations are targeting imports of stainless steel billets, hot-rolled stainless steel sheet and plate from the EU, Japan and South Korea. The complaint originated from five state-owned mills which blamed cheap imports on the falling prices of steel in the country. But it's not only the foreigners that are targeted. So in addition to eight foreign producers, several private Chinese companies have been listed in the investigation, including the Indonesian unit of Tsingshan Stainless Steel, which is one of the world's top producers of stainless steel, as well as 19 other traders who import the product.
Yeah, it's a little odd. I mean, why would they blame their own companies for damaging the market?
I thought so too. So experts are saying that the investigation is politically motivated. So it's driven by a dispute between state-owned enterprises and the booming private steel mills.
Pot thickens.
It really does.
So China also is getting into the Wayang game.
Right. Yes. So some private companies have started building plants in Indonesia, which is rich in nickel deposits and affords a lower cost of production. Then they bring that metal back into China, which makes and consumes more than half the world's stainless steel, by the way. And last year, at its high point, about 85% of China's steel was coming from Indonesia. And the price of imported steel fell 23% to $1,860 a ton. So the thing is, if China imposes anti-dumping duties on this imported steel, it'll of course force the mills to find a new market for their product, adding to a global steel glut.
Right.
Well, there you go. Moving on to Bursa, Lynn, I saw Maiji back in the news today. What's the story there?
So Maiji has launched some new initiatives, including an SST system, which the new government could use to reduce leakages when the SST is launched in September. So on that news, Maiji was up 4.9% at 1.30 ringgit.
Right now, thanks to Lynn Mount for that market wrap. Stay tuned to the evening edition.
Brilliant financial model. BFM 89.9.
It's time for Name That Tune TV edition. Call us at 0377 109000. This is today's challenge. You tell us the name of that TV series. 0377 109000. Here it is one more time.
I just want to finish the song, but
you can't.
I can't. But if you guess that correctly, you can win a world famous bulging BFM goodie bag.
All right, 0377 109000. If you know the name to that tune. In the meantime, here's some music by Deer Hunter.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.